Mr. Ted, I'd like to finish up Shin Pei Zion, the last Sif Yud Aleph, just to go through the background. Just very quickly, because I know the last couple of Sifim can be a little bit confusing. So just a quick Chazorah. Sif Tes, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, right? So Sif Tes was about Cholo HaNimtza B'Keva. Okay, again, part of the confusion here is that Keva is sometimes used to refer to the milk in the stomach, sometimes referred to the stomach itself. Cholov and Nimtza B'Keva. The question is that considered cholov? Is that considered milk for bus for cholov purpose? So we had the three different shitas. Rashi said it absolutely has the din of cholov, and the Ram and the Rif say that it's pir shel bi'alma. That looks like that for Hilchasa, which was in parentheses. Rashi wasn't goris that, but a pir shel means this sort of waste or refuse from the body and so on. And therefore, it's not considered cholov. But the Tam says that it depends. It depends whether it's already, if it's still tzol, if it's still liquidy, or if it's already karish. That's what we discussed. That was Sif Tes. Sif Yud was talking about a couple of different things. One is if you're going to be you're using that cholov for the purpose of being mamid gvina. There are two different ways to make cheese. You can be mamid the milk, put milk in the kevas nevela. Or actually, what's done more frequently, I think, is, you know, because the cave is not that big, so how much cheese can you make? So what they do actually is you have this big vat, a big tub of milk, and they'll toss the cave into it. They'll toss the stomach into it because the lining of the stomach contains this enzyme called rennet that acts on the milk to make it curdle and so on and turn it into cheese. That's one way. Or they'll take this milk that was inside the cave that already absorbed some of the enzyme and so on, that congealed milk, and they'll throw that into the vat and so on. So the different ways to make cheese. They throw the congealed milk in. I think that's not generally done as often. But anyway, the question is that this congealed milk, even if we don't consider it milk, right? If we don't consider it milk, but it may have it absorbed not only the enzyme, the rennet, but it also absorbed the flavor of the basar, right? It also took in some of the basar from the keva. So it goes beyond the machlokas above. Remember the Beis Yosef, even if we assume that it wasn't milk, yeah, it wasn't milk, okay, for bas v'chalav purposes, but, you know, it still had the meat flavor and so on. So that was the issue in Sif Yud. And, you know, or if the second part of Sif Yud we discussed yesterday, if they've salted the keva together with this milk and so on, we have malech kiroseach, or it sat there for more than 24 hours, kovish kumavushal, all this may depend on the status of that milk. But what the last Sif, Sif Yud Aleph, talks about Gevinas Akum, which we talked about a little bit in the past, but let's finish it up. The background in terms of the Gemara, source number one, is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's really a Mishnah, on Chof Tes and Beis. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hamuryas. Muryas is, Rashi defines in source two, Chof Tes and Beis Avodah Zarah, Shemen Shel Dagum. They call that brine or something, some type of fish oil, and some type of liquid from the fish. It's not our issue now. Ugvinas Beis Unaiki. Okay, gvina from Beis Unaiki Shalov de Kochavim, manufactured by non-Jews. Asurin, visurin isur hanah. It's asur, and I like get hanah from it either. Okay, the assumption is maybe they mixed other stuff, and it's on divra meir. And chamam ein isurin isur hanah. Okay, asur b'achila, but it's not the asur b'hanah. Okay, that's the din of this gvina's Beis Unaiki. All right, then the Mishnah goes on. And it says, Amr Yehuda, Shaul Bishmal asked Yeshua Kishum Alchem Baderach. One time, Bishmal and Yeshua were traveling someplace, and Bishmal asked Yeshua a question, Amr lo mi pnei ma osru gvinos of de kachalim. This Mishnah in Avodah Zarah is part of a several Mishnayas that talk about different things which are manufactured by a goy, which may or may not be, it may not be non kosher in terms of ingredients, but it's manufactured by a goy. So this is about Stam Yenam, milk, right? Non chav Yisrael, milk. Okay, and Pasakum, which we'll talk about some of the stuff as Hashem at the end of the year. But that's the context of this mission. So it's talking about Gvinas Akum. So Bishmal asked Rabbi Yeshua, why is it the Gvinas of the Kochavim our problem? Okay? Why is the Gvinas of the Kochavim our problem? And the Rashi explains, you know, the mission said this Gvinas Beis Unaiki, Rashi, that's the name of a place, Shem HaKfar. That was some kind of village. Of Ashar Gvinas Mutar Mahana. Even Reb Meir doesn't aser all cheese, b'hana, just that cheese. But anyway, b'pneima aser rabbanon kavoy, d'aser b'chila b'alabana. According to the rabbanon, you know, aser nachila. Why they aser nachila? What's the problem? Okay, if you're going to tell me it's avodah zarah related, then it would also be aser b'hana, right? If the concern was that maybe this milk was used, you know, some kind of avodah zarah practice, so then it's aser b'hana also. So why is it only aser b'chila? So Amar Lo, he answered him, "Mipnei shemamidim osa bekeva shel nevela," because the goy manufactures cheese using the stomach of a nevela, right? Their animal, they're not a shechted animal properly. They get the beef, however they, I don't know, they stun the animal, shoot it, whatever they do. Okay, they're not doing a proper shechita. And they're going to take the keva, and they're going to, this nevela keva, and they're going to make the cheese with this keva shel nevela. That's what he answered. Okay? That's what he answered. Okay, Mimnesha Mamidin also be keva shel nevela. So it's not a bosom cholam issue at all, it's a nevela issue. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Rashi, later in Avodah Zarah, on Lama Dalin Beis, Rashi says on this question, Rinma also gunas avdechav and bachila, where Rabbanan Kabbalah, the homishum cholam shel behema tmea, why not say that because we're afraid that the cheese was made out of milk that came from a non-kosher animal. Okay, who knows what this cheese was made out of? Maybe we should aser, yeah?
Oh, even when it might have come from a kosher animal, because it's already aser if it came from a kosher animal.
Yeah, the milk is, you know why a goy's cheese, a cheese manufactured by a goy, you know why it's aser? Because who knows what milk they use to make that cheese? Maybe there's milk for it. Yeah, but I'm saying, well, the point is that right, exactly. The Chacham Asir eating cheese, we don't know where they made from. We don't know where they got the milk from. Maybe they got the milk from a non-kosher animal, horse milk, or goat milk, goat's kosher, pig's milk, whatever. We don't know where they got it from. Incidentally, I was talking to somebody about it yesterday. You know, we talk about Chalav Yisrael, right? Again, what's Chalav Yisrael about? So again, it's not some wild chumrah, you know, Chalav Yisrael. Chalav Yisrael is because when you buy milk commercially, who knows what that milk is made out of? So that's why you need to have Chalav Yisrael, because you have to make sure it was supervised by a Jew. Okay, that it came from a cow, came from a kosher animal. Now, we know that Moshe Feinstein and others have said that it happens to be the United States, in order to buy milk, any milk which is advertised as milk must come from a cow. That's a rule, nothing to do with kashrus. That's the FDA, you know, the Food and Drug Administration's rule. That if you're going to sell, you're allowed to sell milk from other animals, but it has to be labeled as such. That's their rule. Stomp milk, plain old milk, okay? Anything which comes in a bottle or a carton called milk has to be cow milk. That's an FDA regulation. Rav Moshe famously wrote, well, that takes care of the problem. Okay, we don't have to assume that when I buy milk in the local ShopRite or whatever, that maybe it came from a horse or from another animal, because it's illegal to do that. And the FDA is pretty strict, and no milk manufacturer would run the risk. It's not worth financially, would run the risk of mixing in other stuff, because if it gets caught, he's going to lose his license, and it's going to be a hefty fine, etc. It's not worth it for him. There's merely afraid of the government inspectors. Afraid of the government inspectors, believe me, more than they are of the rabbi or the mashgichim. Okay? I heard a story. I'm involved with the kashrus a little bit in Bergen County. So it was some restaurant, which is not on their Irish kocha, but at this time. But anyway, you know, the chief mashgiach was there, and the owner has a character. So he was giving the mashgiach a hard time. Okay, and at that particular time, somebody from the state or the government, I don't know, came in, inspected the store, and. He told the owner that the oven temperature is not accurate or something like that. And the owner opened up a mouth to this guy, whoever the state inspector was. The rabbi who was there told me. The guy didn't even move. He took out his cell phone and he called, whatever that'll be called. He goes, "I want immediately a sign brought over to this restaurant." I gave him the address. It's condemned by the Board of Health. And believe me, the owner, what do you want me to do? Like, he was completely contrite. You know, he changed his tune immediately. The guys, you know, not going to play games. You know, when you're dealing with the rabbi, match with the rabbi, so you give him a hard time sometimes. But these guys in the government, he said the guy didn't even move, he didn't even react. He just put out his cell phone, and the number said he wants a Board of Health condemned sign, which would not do well for this person's business. So he immediately complied. So therefore, Moshe writes that the manufacturers are not going to play games. It's not worth it. They'll lose their license, they'll lose their reputation, their money, and everything else. But that's only true in the United States. I don't know if that's true. I was talking to somebody who told me a number of years ago he went to Spain, okay, and they found out that the milk, the regular milk there, is they openly said it's mixed with other stuff. It's not only cow milk. It's mixed with other. So that's why I tell people, you know, when you go to an overseas country. So I think somebody, this person told me that he thinks that now the European Union has the same rule. I don't have to mivara. If you go overseas, you know, to some country. I remember once years ago, I went with my wife, went to Mexico, and I said, I don't think we can drink the milk. I don't know what the law is here. You know, so if we want milk, after Chol Yisrael, we were staying in a Jewish area in some hotel somewhere. So it was only for a couple of days, it wasn't a big deal, but I said, I don't think you should drink the milk. And certainly if you're in Europe, certainly if you're in the Far East, you know, these people, who knows? And this person told me Spain. Spain is not some, you know, third world country. But he said that was their practice. Maybe it changed now. Anyway, so you can, coming back to your question, that's the idea. The cheese, who knows what the cheese made of? But Rashi said that's not a problem. Milk from a non-kosher species, okay, does not curdle. I think those are the metzias. They don't make good cheese. It's not all milk. All milk is not the same. The ingredients or whatever, the chemical composition of milk. So Rashi says we have a tradition is that milk from... we have goat's cheese, but you never see cheese from other animals because the milk doesn't coagulate or congeal properly, whatever. It does make it into cheese. Okay, so that chashash wasn't there. That's the point. That's right. There was no chashash with goyim manufacturing cheese that maybe they used milk from a non-kosher origin. No, they wouldn't have done it because it doesn't make good cheese. However, the concern that they used kevash on the veil, that was a concern. Okay, what's interesting is if you look in the Mishnah, I should have really printed the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah went on. That's Avodah Zarah Chav Tes on Beis. If you have a moment, look it up. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Shmuel talked to Rabbi Yeshua and he changed the subject. He gave him this answer, but it changed the subject and he went on to something else. And he said, the Rabbanon have a decree, Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. Anyway, so the Gemara says on Lamed Hamad Aleph 4, in Avodah Zarah, all Avodah Zarah, Domar Ulo, Ki Gazri Gzeiros of Arava, Lo Megala Taima, sometimes when the Rabbanah made a Gzera, now whenever the Gemara speaks about Marova, what does it mean? It means Eretz Yisrael, right? The West. And then there in Bubble, they spoke of Eretz Yisrael, they call it the West Coast. Okay, so because obviously Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Bubble. So that when they say Eretz Yisrael, it meant Marova, out in the West, meaning not the Wild West, but it means Eretz Yisrael, right? And Eretz Yisrael, when they would make a Gzera, they wouldn't give the reason why they made the Gzera right away. Because maybe there will be people who will say, Dilma Ika, as Rashi says in Lamed Hamad Aleph and Avodah Zarah 5, Dilma Ika, the less low a high time of a low bedilmane. And people will say, this reason doesn't make sense or doesn't apply to me. And they won't take the decree seriously. Because there'll be a decree from the Rabbanon, and a person will say, that doesn't apply to me, right? But therefore the Chachamim didn't reveal their reason right away. Because you don't know the reason, so they're an honest Jew, so you'll follow what the Rabbanan said. Who knows? Rabbanan must have had a good reason, we just don't know the reason, so we better not. You follow, if you tell the reason, all right, we know this from the Chumash, right? Shlomo HaMelech. Right? The Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech, Torah doesn't give its reason. By having too many wives, the Torah give a reason. Namely, that they'll lead you astray. So Shlomo HaMelech, it won't lead me astray. What happened is led astray, right? I mean, the people always figure that, with me, it'd be different. I won't fall for that trap. So therefore, sometimes they didn't tell the reason. So that's what's going on here, and it implies that there really is another reason. There's an additional reason, or maybe even the principal reason, why we don't eat cheese manufactured by a goy. And it's not really because the Kevas Nevela, okay, as we'll see later, because maybe what's the problem? The Kevas Nevela is, it should be bottle and so on, other things, we'll see. But apparently there was something else going on here. That's what emerges from the Gemara, explaining the Mishnah, there was some other reason. So the Chuvas HaRashbo, I really should have printed home Mishnah, I'm sorry I didn't. But the Chuvas HaRashbo, Chelik Aleph Siman Mem Gimel, Source 6, says, if old Kosaf to Bishmaitza, the seal of Dover Acher, right? You change the subject. Rabbi Shmuel was asked this question of Yeshua. He told them, Omer lo Yishmuel achi chashok so sasech mizu, close your mouth. And he changed the subject. You don't want to talk about it. Time of my, why not? So Omer Ula, the Gemara says, Gzeira chadoshahu v'eim mefakim bo. It's a new decree. This decree of Gvinas Akum was in the days of the Mishnah. It was a Tanaitic decree, a Tanaic Gzer from the Tanoim. And therefore, he didn't want to talk about it. Okay? So this person asked the Rosh, well, what exactly is going on? What was the Gzerah? And the Gemara says, okay, and the third, he's quoting the Gemara still, on the third line of 6. Amr Shampazi Gzerah Shum Nikur Kedu'ula. Okay, what is Nikur here? Nikur here means like a snake bite. Okay, you saw this, right? The snakes will inject it. That's what we're afraid of. They're not careful about it and so on. Okay, so there was a reason. So why did he push him onto an ibritz? Why didn't he just say it's nikar? You know, why didn't he just give the reason right away? Because people did know the reason. That's the shallow Rashba was there. So Rashba answered. Here's for us. Tshuva. Metchila haya malim b'shomer b'shmol ikar inyan. At first, b'shmol did not want to keep from b'shmol the details. So therefore, he gave him teretz about kevis nevela or kevis egel v'dazara. That's not the real reason. The real reason had to do with snakes and then putting the venom in the milk and so on. The goyim weren't careful about that. And that's why you're not allowed to eat the cheese from a goy, cheese manufactured by a goy. And that's the real reason. But it was a gzera chadosha. Okay, when he saw he couldn't dissuade him from pressing the shayla, Rishmo kept asking. So then he sealed the racha, he changed the subject entirely. Right, the pasuk says, "Kitovim dodecha miyayin." Dodecha, the words of your beloved, the chachamim's words are even more powerful than the words of the Torah. Right, in the yayin shel Torah. Okay, and that's what's going on. So according to this. Okay, the real reason, what they were concerned about was Mishum Nikur, okay, because of this snake situation. And based on this, one can now ask, so what is the real reason? You know, what's the real reason? The Rashba implies that the real reason is not because of Orkevis Nevela, but rather because of the snakes. The Rambam, Hilchos Machos Asuras, Per Gimel Ochid Gimel, writes, Ugvina Zaka Muteris, She'ein Cholav Behem Atmeim Miskabein. Gvina from milk, for you know the gvina actually manufactured by a goy is okay because we don't have to worry that he's using milk from a non-kosher animal because ain't a misgabin, it doesn't turn into cheese. Avol, says the Rambam, b'mechach mehamishna gozra gvina sakum v'asur. But in the days of the Mishnah, the Rabbana made Xeranati cheese manufactured. Why? So the Rambam says, "Mipnei shemamidim osa ba'arkeva shoshchitos and shinevela." Rambam gives that as the reason. Okay? Rambam gives that as a reason. He doesn't say about the snakes. Rambam gives the reason that the Mishnah gives. In other words, the Rashba is learning, and based on the Gemara, that was just to push him off the trail a little bit and so on. But that's not the real reason. What? So that's a good reason. So the Rambam answering, Tomar, velo ora keva davar katnu ad ma'od, b'chol of shamabro v'loma levato muto. What do you mean? The little bit of the skin from the stomach that has that enzyme you tossed into this big vat of milk. Isn't that bottle? The answer is no, because that's a Dover Amamid, which we've discussed. That's the catalyst, right? That's Dover Amamid. Behold, Dover Asu Shemin Araya Kol Asu Kamashi's Bar, right? The Rambam Perakimel Achid Gimel tells us or introduces us to the Dover Amamid Afilu Be'alef Kol HaBotel. And Achanami, the amount of this lining, of this little bit of the stomach that's in this big tub of milk that you're making into cheese is minimal. It's less than shishin. But because it's mamid, it's an integral ingredient, it's actually forming the cheese, so then it's not batel kamo shi'is bar. And indeed, as I'll explain later, later on, in Perek Tes, our Perek of Basu Cholov is Machosu's Perek Tes. So the Ram writes, Halacha Tesayin, Osu lahamid agvina bo orkeva shal shkuta. Now, you shouldn't even put cheese in with a kevos or shchuta. We discussed that. He says, there it's a matter of tam. Right? That's a problem. It's a shchuta. It's kosher, but it's a basu chalav problem. So basu chalav depends on tam. We'll come back to that. But if it has no flavor, then there's no problem because the mamid is a dabar mutter. It's when are we concerned about the mamid? That's when the dabar mamid is usur. It's the stomach of an avalus. That's usur. So then we're worried about mamid. But when the mamid is a dabar mutter, right? It's a kosher animal. It's a kosher meat. The only question is going to be bosom chalav. Then the issue is ain kana lisa v'schof shir b'nosin tam. Then it's a nosin tam issue. Avol hamamid ba'or kevas nevelo treva mitmeya. If your mamid with the keva nevela, where the stomach is actually that piece of whatever, that piece of skin that you're throwing into the tub, is actually a dover oser in itself, so then, holo mamid, dover oser, atzo nesar gvina mishum nevela. Lo mishum bas v'chol, it's not a bas v'chol problem. Because with the nevela, it doesn't matter if there's transient of taste or not, because it's got to do with transient taste. Because the dover mamid is not bottle. The chashazda asu gvinas akum moshu biyarno. And that's why we asu gvinas akum. Okay? The question that comes up now is, what about today? What about today when that's not the way they make cheese anyway? Okay? And there's certainly no problem with snakes and so on and so forth. So would it be permissible today? There's no gelamaisa. We were talking about craft cheese. Someone else told me after she, right? This issue. Can you use, again, assuming that it's not coming from milk from a non-kosher animal because those don't make good cheese. So assuming there's plain cheese, no added ingredients and so on. Okay, it's not pepperoni cheese, something like that. They put meat flavor into it. So can you have cheese made by a non-Jew today? Okay, does it have to be a Jewish company, a Jewish involvement? So look at this. In that sugya of Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hemet Aleph, Dimasu Chadok Soni, Omer Ben Atam, Ki Achshav Lo Motzinu Tam Poshut Le Isser Begvinas Alav De Kachavim. Today, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's not just nobody, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, today, there's no real good reason to prohibit cheese manufactured by a goy. Dotamo Isser, the way he learns, Hav Mishum Nikur, it's because of this, the snake problem, okay? And, he quotes, from the Gemara and so on. That's what's mucha from the Gemara. And a few lines down, he says that we don't have those problems today, right? And he says, and even if you want to argue, and furthermore, he says, about six lines down, Sharei eino dechum shotim la'arig b'cholof tomei b'achar shen omeid. And we don't have to worry they're going to mix in milk from a pig or a horse. Why would they? That'd be stupidity. It doesn't congeal well. It doesn't curdle well. Okay, so we have to worry. Elavada ain a time el mishum nikur. V'anu she'ain nechashim mitzuyim beinenu. We don't have snakes crawling around too often in our neighborhoods. So the ain lochosh mishum gilui. We don't have to worry about uncovered liquids and so on. We don't have to worry about it. The concern was that was even Maya Magul. Remember, Maya leaving water uncovered overnight. You're not supposed to drink that water the next day because maybe a snake. Today we know also that this, even if a snake did drink from it, it doesn't inject its venom into it. It doesn't even work that way. Okay. So then the Rebbe Tam asked, but 1 second, didn't the Rabbanan make this decree? We have a rule. Dover Shem Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achalatir. You can't just undo a rabbinic decree just like that, right? But Ein Lomar, the Dover Shem Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Latir. Don't we have a rule that once the Rabbanan make Exeras, so you have to maintain Exeras unless another Bezdin comes and officially repeals it? It didn't happen here. So Rebbe Tam said, well, good, and a Chanami, no more snakes around. Okay, good. But still, we should still have to keep the decree because the Rabbanan made such a gzera, and we talk about achilatiro. He says no. Kivadaihu kisha asu tchila lo asu ela b'makom shena choshem mitzuyin. The original decree was binding only in places where there are snakes around. It was built into the decree initially that it's only applicable in those places where this is a problem. If it's not a problem, you don't have to do it. That's what he says. Which he explains in other areas of halacha as well. Okay? Furthermore, the gam, and this relates to us today, we also don't worry about snakes, but furthermore, the gam bahar mikomo shiyashopas shamamidim also beprochim. They, prochim is a flower, a plant. They use plant rennet, which is what's used in most situations today. This same plant, the rennet enzyme, can extract from a plant. So they use plant enzymes, no problem whatsoever. Okay? So we got going in Arvona Etiro, some Makom Shetam, some Edom, some Prochem. But here we do it with Keva, so maybe there's a little bit of an Isser. Okay, that's our Menotam. Okay, that's our Menotam. So according to Menotam, therefore, it will come out that it's mutter to buy cheese from a goy today. Not a problem. You don't have to have Chalav Yisrael cheese, or even cheese, it's not Chalav Yisrael, but it doesn't have to be Jewish. You can buy it from a goy, not a problem, regular cheese. Get it? That's a minotam. That's Tosis. The Rashbo disagrees. The Torah of Ayas Arach Bayas Gimel Sharkov. He says, Isser, openly in source 10, Isser zeh shal grina afilu b'mkomo shemin hagam shalola mi bar keva. B'mkomo sa elu shem amin eleva pera. He says openly, even in places where they don't use this method, they're not using the lining from an animal, and so on, they use the plant derivative, it doesn't matter. Okay, the decree remains in place. And look at the very end. Sha'afri Shabbatama Isum Koma Omeid. So Rashbo disagrees. And he says, no, don't tell me they don't do it that way around here anymore. I don't care. The decree remains in place. So this is always a question, in general, we talk about the Rabbanans. When do we say, that Batla Tam, Batla Isser, the ones that, you know, when do we say that, no, you got to keep it? So it's a broader question, okay? And that's an issue. I mean, again, you know, the discussion about in Tosis about clapping, Tosis and Beitzah, you know, about clapping and dancing on Shabbos and Yontif, you know, we the whole issue was you may tune up your instrument, but we don't tune instruments today like that. Anyway, so there are a lot of these issues. You have to figure out when do we say that the rabbinic rule can be relaxed because it doesn't apply. When do we say no? Once they made a decree. So, just as we're aware, there's the Mishkan of Yaakov as a tshuva, I think it's in Yud Zayin or Achayim. He gives again, it's a total side point, but just for your awareness, he says it depends on the original formulation of the Isser. It goes back to what we just saw in Hakamat Avodah Zarah. Did the Rabbanon formulate the Isser with the reason built into the Isser? Then you can argue that since they, just like we said, since they formulated the Isser with the reason built in, so then if the reason doesn't apply, neither does the Isser. But the Rabbanon made Gzeirah, and they didn't tell us the reason. We figured out the reason later. We understand probably why they did this. Then you can't tamper with it and say, well, it doesn't apply. Maybe they had a different reason. They just didn't want to tell us. Right? So you have to figure out, look at each case by itself. But anyway, it seems to be Machlokas, Tosas and Rashba. Okay? The Meiri in 11, Anatsugan of Odozor, Laman Hamid Beis, in effect, says that, again, he talks about the, he said maybe it depends on the place. Maybe it depends on the place. One place means like this, he said another place like that. Mixus Rabosa and Ogun Beheter. Okay, and others say the Rambam, he quotes Gedolah Mechaber, but the Rambam, I don't think the Rambam is so clear. But he understood the Rambam is saying Kasul Isser, okay, even if they use it with plants, we don't do it, okay. And he says if everybody in that area does it Beheter, then it doesn't apply. But as long as some people do it the other way, then it does apply. So it depends a little bit on the place. Okay, that's the Meiri. All right, if there are some people around who do it through Nevela, some people don't do it that way, or who's on a plant, so then you have to be Choshish. But if nobody does it that way, you don't have to be Choshish. The Or Zeruah was an Ashkenazi posek, lived in Vienna, he was a rabbi in Vienna. Yitzhak Moshe Or Zeruah. Chelik Dalin of the big Sefer Or Zeruah. Piskev Or Zeruah Simon Kuf Tzari Zayin. He says as follows. Ma'ase b'Yisrael, a Jew, Shaholach L'Kfar Lasus Gvinos. He went to town to process cheese. Below Bob Mamish Betchilas Chaliva, he wasn't there at the beginning when they milked they got the milk from the cow, from the animal. Okay. V'ra'am in Achovos Holchos Lichlo V'kadu V'yoda V'chaverta Shigdima Me'at L'ra'a Klal. He saw some of the milkmaids. You know, the women used to do this. Okay, they would milk the cows. So one of them had seen, and one he didn't see, and so on. And the question was, do we have to worry that it was Cholov Tameya? Okay? That was the concern. So the question was, the answer was, V'hitiram, they're matem, mishum degvinas hagorim, lo nesem, mishum Cholov Tameya, they're all made. No, it's mutter. Remember, we don't have to worry that it came from a non-kosher animal, because we have a tradition that cheese, that milk never curls into cheese. Could have passed it on the times, that's all the lochim, mishum and levi. But he adds now, the last line of that page, in 12. Okay, and even if he never saw the milk at all, it's mutter. The ma'akar shaharuk yisrael liklos gvinos, onu yodim, shadas hagoy lakvi kolacholom. We know that the goy wants to manufacture cheese. It must have come from a kosher animal. And therefore he says, mutter, the only thing is, milu chatchila ein lahakil. Okay, really it's better to see the whole chaliva, you know, an absolute fact that it came from this kosher animal, okay? And he said lechatchila ein lahakel. And at the end, he says, even though Beno Tam was mekel, like we saw the Beno Tam, nonetheless, he said ein lahakel kulehai. There's an important comment to the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Mishnah A. He says v'chein imro'inu goy. Okay? And all you need is re'ias ayin. Okay? You know, all you're seeing is good enough. And now let's see, how do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? This is not by us, but this is in some Kuf Tes Vav here today, a little later. Gavina is of the Kabbal. Also, Mipnesha, Mino, some of our Kitas in the Vela. Vafilo, Hamidu, Masar, Asur. The Chabbis Machmir. And he said, we don't allow it at all. okay? Which is what the Rambam seems to say, that the Miri understood it, and other Rishonim, they say, no, once they made the Xeri, they made the Xeri. We don't eat cheese manufactured on Jew, period. Hagor. Ramor adds, V'chein ha-minig. Ramor adds, I agree, that's the minig, v'ein lifrutz geder. Im lo b'mokom shenogum heter mikadmonim. Unless you come from a town where they, for years already, they've been making on this. Okay, now the Ramor adds. Mutter, if a Jew sees the manufacturing of the cheese starting from the milking, it's mutter. That's the widespread meaning here. Raw, if he saw them making the cheese, didn't see the milking, okay, okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch just makes a blanket statement. The Gzeira still applies, and that's it. You can't eat cheese manufactured by a goy. The Ramah says, I agree, unless you're in a place where they have a heter, or if you have a Jew who sees it, and so on and so forth, then it's mutter. And you don't have to see all the milk, just the manufactured cheese.
Wouldn't it be chalabakum if the Jew didn't see the milking process?
What's that?
Does the Jew see the milking process so that the milk itself is not a violation of chalabakum?
Right, but they didn't apply it. That lechatchila, right? As you said, lechatchila. But the evidence only so the cheese make price because we know it didn't really come. If it's chalabakum, because chalabakum you can drink milk, but you can't make it into cheese. Remember, chalab from a non-kosher animal can't make it into cheese. Here we're talking about making the cheese.
Oh, so what, the cheese doesn't have any chalabakum. It's not that...
Right, there's no chalabakum issue.
Oh, interesting.
In effect, there's no chalabakum issue. Chalabakum is maybe the milk, pour a pitcher of milk, maybe it came from a horse.
Right.
Right, it was mixed in with other stuff. But with cheese, they would do it because you can't make cheese that way.
Oh, okay.
Cheese doesn't occur. Okay, so there's a long shock at Sikot and Chof over there in Simon Kuf Tezvav Yerodeh at 15. Okay. So yeah, it's a few things, okay. Some of Machmir, Im Yisrael Roa Chaliba, but Kaham Asa Gmina, so we're okay, Nogin Lokon, okay, that's the Agudah, people are, he quotes the Agudah, which is a Rishon, okay, and he quotes, the Agudah seems to say that you can do it, but he's only talking about Maisa Shabbos and the whole Arichas, which is really not our issue, okay. Towards maybe a few lines down, about the 3, 6, 9 lines at the bottom, he quotes Mitzvahs from Shimshon ben Avram, that's the Rav, the Rashba, the Ashkenazi Rashba. Me'olam lo ra'isi likach minas v'kama fil ra'a cholim. Mishachobo t'kama ad sh'osim ben sh'ein lachos l'isir. Okay, his position was, we never rely on it, we don't do it. Okay, we don't have cheese, they remain in place, and even no matter what you saw, and so on and so forth, we still are machmer about it, says the Shah. Okay? Unless the Jew is involved in the process. Okay, so we show him discuss what the situation is there. The Rashba, in terms of Achronim, so Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, okay, in the tshuva sigus Moshe, Yordeh Chelik Aleph Sinan Nun, 16, talks about two things. One is Begvina Shemitz Tzimachim, Im Neman Rach Shal Hichlit. Again, cheese made out of plant, Tzimachim is plant-based rennet. Okay, and the goy said he didn't mix anything else in. And also, mitzvah, another question about grape juice is not our issue. So he says, B'dvar ha-gvina, sh'yisrael nosim mitzvot tzmocha v'anochi, sh'yasem ezeh dafka. Right, and the Jew tells him, the Jew is there, the Jewish company tells him, only use this rennet from this plant. Ein lismoch hazeh, m'yisrael ein shom lashkiach. You can't rely on it if the Jew's not there, says Moshe. Lashkiach sh'yasem dafka mitzvah nosim. Okay? And the whole heter is when the Jew watched the cheese making process. Ain heter el kisheroa hayisrael asiyas hagvidos, right? And not like the shach who asers, even if the Jew watches. So the Rabosha says the heter, if the Jew watches it, then it's okay. All right. It's interesting. I didn't bring it with me. I should have brought it to be the base manager. You want to look it up? Rav Schechter quotes in Mipnine Harav. Page Kuf Tzadi Zion that the Rav, okay, was matter to eat Gvinas Akum. Based on a minute of time, it doesn't apply, the Holy doesn't apply today, but he didn't pass in that way publicly. That's what said that. He didn't. He ate it, but you know, you don't want to publicly pass it that way. Okay, and maybe he relied on that miri because it was a place where that was the practice and so on, and he didn't want to interfere with other places where that wasn't the practice. But then that's how, so you look it up in the Me'arav, so the Me'ashaber that the Rav went ahead and would eat Yiras Akum, and didn't pass it that way. Okay.
This is like a theory, or like a mycelium story, just like.
Apparently, he would, according to what's reported there, he would buy cheese that's, you know, Kraft cheese, or whatever. But he wouldn't pass it publicly. Then I heard in the later years he stopped doing it; it was too controversial. But that's what's. Take a look in the Nera. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Kuf Tezvav Sif Tezayim. He realized the old thing. No, Davar Minyan, Davar Minyan, that's Sololo, right? It remains. Also forever, okay? But in a different tshuva, and our Moshe also seemed to learn that way, but in a different tshuva, look at this 18, it was Moshe Yerodeichek Beisim and Memches. Be'inyan Gvina B'Shem, can you read those words?
Cottage
cheese. That's how you supposed to cut it, and then cheese, all right? Cottage cheese. What's the story with cottage cheese? Is that included in Gvina's Akum, okay? There's a chumra of Gvinas Akum. If you're going to be machmer, it's a gzera Gvinas Akum. So, soon it does apply today. Does it apply to cottage cheese? Why would it not apply to cottage cheese? Because it doesn't need rennet. Okay, otherwise you can make it. But it doesn't need it. Again, it's not so far from milk, it's just that it curdled a little bit, right? So look at the Ramosha writes. He is written, by the way, notice that she was written, they did have a number of Shimon Schwab. Zechon Rocha was the Rav of the Breuer's Kehillah for many years. We heard of Rav Schwab. They printed the song of Rav Schwab and Torah and Tefillah. Anyway, so that's the famous Rav Schwab. So Moshe writes the children of Rav Schwab. Behinei bedvar had gvina b'shem our cottage cheese. Shamarti lechotos ramon sheish tamu hake lomar shalo haiso b'chal isa gvina b'zeh. It was never included. Okay? Because the Iker Tam, he says, because their mamid bor came as the vela, and cottage cheese doesn't have that property and so on. So he says, maybe five lines at the bottom of the page, or seven lines. Aval in Cain ki eish tam gadol shirak hagvina shetzvich leizah hamada. Okay, they have to be, you know, they have to stand and sit in this solution or with this stuff. That's where they made the gzera. Aval gvina slavano she'ein sarach lamada minasina seizah dover klal demeatzma muamada meshach hazman umichom hamakom. These things will curdle if you leave it sitting long enough on its own. Okay, because the natural heat, other natural circumstances are not included in the Issa. That's what he says. Okay? Now he notes that the Vilagon says, Lo chilku ben gvina gvina. Sounds like the kachis is a problem. He said, no. He said, I don't think that's what it means. Okay? He said, that's not a rye. Rock, you mean other things of its own species, so to speak. Lo chilku ben gvina gvina. But Venus Kaelo, these are different altogether. It perhaps wasn't included in the Gzera. All right? Now, all right, so that's what he says about cottage cheese. Now, the next page he says, top of the next page, V'af, she'omrim she'gambes gvina zu, the cottage cheese, nostim ma'at rennet. But it turns out that sometimes, you know, they do put a little bit of rennet in the cottage cheese. Okay? So he says, "Mistaber she'ein lach shiva mamid," but it's not a mamid. Come back now to davar mamid. That little bit they put is not a mamid because it's not needed. Kevon de ein lach gvina shum toelos mizeh. The lo meshubach tamag gvina b'maat haren et shenos nisham. It's not going to improve the flavor, okay, any better because it'll happen by itself. What it does, maybe it hastens it. On the third line, u'mashemiher lahamidai de haren et ein zeklum b'tovas gvina el tovas hamocher. That's a business thing. You want that manufactured quickly. But it doesn't improve the flavor of the cottage cheese. So there, the rennet is not really a davar hamavid in that sense. And furthermore, there's other stuff in there. He brings up zevizeh gorim. I mentioned yesterday, right? Zevizeh gorim, when you have two different things that are equally part of the process, and one's mutter, so we don't answer, and so on. And therefore, he says, gvina zu lo b'chala iser. At the end of the tshuva, he says, four lines from Alachen yishtam v'lo hakom, mikom hakom, l'maise, any omer b'zeh heter, I don't want to, you know, there's some question about it, I don't want to come out and say that it's absolutely mutter. Aval gam eini mocha b'mekilin. Okay, I don't object that people want to be mekil b'achar sheish tam leheter, because there's a good reason, you know, to be mekil, as we just saw, and the whole thing knows about it to start with. V'gam yesh gonim sheitiru legamre. Some people altogether had no problem, like we saw. So the whole problem doesn't apply anymore. Anyway, Yeshu Tzav Shitzon the Limchos. V'lochein eini roeh chova al kvot harosan lahoris leser la'ein sholen. I don't think you have to publicize that it's usher. Okay, and it's, especially if people may not listen and so on. Anyway, so Moshe leans towards being lenient with cottage cheese. Okay, I've come with the cheese. Just to finish up, are you with me? Just to finish up now about Dober Hamavid. That's the end of the discussion. Okay. So we said before, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah said that the problem is that there were Mamid and Or Kevis Nevela, okay, which is, implies that a Kevis Ksher is not a problem, right? Kevis Ksher is not a problem. So the problem is, the difficulty is, one second, why is a Kevis Ksher not a problem? Okay. The Mishnah says by us, we saw this Mishnah already, but it's a couple of times, but let's look at it again. The Mishnah here by us in Chulin, Kuf Tezam Al, going over to Kuf Tezam Al, says, Hamami Borsh Keva Shal Kshera. Well, it's not automatically okay, it depends. Im Yesh Nosin Tam or Eza Asura. If you can detect the flavor of the Keva, okay, or of this congealed milk, whatever, you can detect that, then it's a problem, right? Because look at Rashi, hamamid cholov. You're being mamid. You're building cheese, right? You're making cheese. So you're mamid cholov. Beor akeva du basar. So now it depends whether the transference of flavor or not, right? So right. So this Mishnah seemed to say that it's not blanketly a heter. What do we say? Back in Avodah Zarah said, what's the problem? You can't be mamon or kevish on the veil. Period. Implying, if it's not on the veil, it's okay. But this Mishnah doesn't say that's automatically okay either. This, it sounds from that Mishnah over there like it's automatically okay. Once it's a kshera or shkuta, it's not a problem. But that's not what this Mishnah says. This Mishnah depends on the flavor. Okay? And furthermore, we can ask, why over there, once we bring up flavor over here, why over there in Avodah Zarah, do we also not say it's a matter of the flavor? Why over there do we say that no, once it's orkevus nevela, it's automatically no good? Why don't we say no, but only if it's no sin tam? Why not parallel? Because why by the orkevus nevela is it automatic? Yeah, it says two questions here. Why does the Gemara over there is Vodazar is mashma that the only problem is orkevus nevela, but ksheva is automatically good? And we see in our Mishnah in Chul, ksheva is not automatically good, depends whether it's no sin tam. And the second side of the question is, how come Tak over there, we say that if you mamid or kevis nevela, it's automatically no good. Maybe it should also depend on Tom. Right, let's see, it should also depend on whether it's transcendent or flavor. That's the issue that I want to look at a little bit. Okay? All right, we saw the Rashi's already. We saw that long Rashi. I only picked the beginning of Harezo Surah. Okay? That's the sheet of Rashi 22 times. Okay. But on this question, we have a good question. Again, it's a double kind of question. Why is Taka or Kavish share automatically good? Not according to Agamar. It's a problem with the Sinas Tom. And so if that's the case, then go back over there. Why is the Or Kavish Nevela only a problem if it's no Sin Tom? Here? So the Rashba and the Chedushim here in Chulin, Kuf Tezayin Rav, Chedush Rashba, 22, quotes this Mishnah. All right, Upir Shmuel, Vimar, the Chadak, Sari Kevas, Hanachin, Avela, Yasur, Haman, Or Keva, Komer, Or Kevas, Sherry, Yeshua, Sintamar, and Zazur, Bitzmili. Okay, Bitzmili. I mean, first of all, what's the Chedush? The Rashba asks the text from a different angle. Look back at 19, the Mishnah. Haman, Or Sheva, Im Yesh, Pomero, Sintam, Hare, Zazur, no kidding. You're mixing meat and dairy, and it's no sin tam. So of course it's also good morning. Well, what's the Mishnah telling you? Right, that's the Rashi. Well, to me, my kamash pshita, the boss of cholam, the sin tam. Also, that's not news. Why does the Mishnah say, oh, if you have a kavah shokshev, you mix it in with the milk, and it's no sin tam, it's also no kidding. That's boss of cholam. That's Rashi's kasha. Okay. So You understand a kasha, right? That's a logical question. So answer the Rashba. B'shema ha-kamashwam, the dafka in yeshba b'nosin tam osir, u'mishum basu b'cholav, ha-emor is ha-mutar afagav, d'mamed hu basu b'cholav. The Mishnah is trying to tell, of course we know that it's basu b'cholav. The Mishnah is telling us something else, says the Rashba. The Mishnah is telling us that it's the issue is dafka b'nosin tam because it's only a basu b'cholav issue. Now, the Mishnah is not giving us news that if it's no sin tam, it's basu b'chol. Yeah, we know that already. It's telling us the only concern here is no sin tam because our only concern is basu b'chol. Whatever. The only concern is basu b'chol. Well, both ways. Either way, it doesn't matter. Okay, that's what it means. Ha'emor is ha'mutter. Afal gav demamiru basu b'chol. Okay, because even though you're using this congealed milk or the kavus kshera has a basu b'cholav problem, and your mamid in it, okay, still the time of tala le'rachmana. It still depends on the sinas tam. Now, one second. What's the Rashba saying? If the issue is mamid, and that's what we're doing here, it shouldn't matter the sinas tam. Right? Because a dabar mamid, we learned, is not batal, even if there's no sinas tam. You hear what the Rashba is saying? With dabar mamid, the sinas tam doesn't play a role. And look at the words of the mission. Hamavid or Kevin Shay. What do you mean Yeshua Sintam or Ezasura? Even if it's not Sintam, it should be also there's no Ramavid. Right? Says the Rashba. That's what the mission is trying to tell us. The mission is trying to tell us this is not a Dabra Mavid problem. It's only a Basu Machalov problem, which depends on the Sinas Tam. So the obvious question is so one second. So why is it not a Dabra Mavid problem? But you hear the Rashba, I mean, it's saying a fundamental point here. Again, he says, the afagav de mamid hu basu b'cholav, the dover amamid is basu b'cholav, b'taim atala milsa, atala le'rachmona, k'dom ha'vallel de'ach b'shol store, ma'asha'enu came b'mamid b'or nevela, but when your mamid with an or nevela, the sugan of Orizara, when your mamid and or nevela, azlina basu amamid, then we look at the mamid. V'afagav de lesbe no sentam. We don't care about no sentam. Remember, that was our question. How come the Sugan of Rosar didn't say it's also didn't no sentam? Because no sentam is irrelevant over there. We need to understand a little better, right? And look what he says at the end. He says, V'afagav de lesbe no sentam. Roan oso kiilu ha-nevela kayam es ben. It's as if the nevela still exists. What's the idea? So again, we have to go back to what we've learned already discussed, and I've been telling you all along, right? All the yisodas we learned in the beginning. There's kind of a marashah here. If the concern, let's look at it this way. We have a sugya of Avodah Zarah says that Mamid Ba'or Kevis Nevela is usur, and it doesn't matter if there's Nesinas Tam or not. Here, when it's Mamid Ba'or Kevis Kshere, the only concern is Nesinas Tam. But why that chilik? Right? Why is that chilik? You're going to tell me, well, it's Dabar Mamid in both places. Dabar Mamid in Avodah Zarah, Dabar Mamid in Chulin. So what's the issue? So he says, apparently we're not worried about the Dabar Mamid here. Okay? So first of all, we have to remember what we said already, you know, many times. That by basu b'cholav, there's no such thing as bitul, right? By basu b'cholav, there's no bitul. Because right? Bitul always, by definition, means a clash between something mutter and something usser, and one overpowers the other, right? And that's not the case, as we discussed it numerous times. It's not the case by basu b'cholav. Not one overpowering the other. Both things are mutter. The basu by itself is mutter, got kosher. Cholav by itself is mutter. Cholav is but the mixture is the problem, right? The mixture you're creating in the entity basu b'chol. That's the issue. So it's not a matter of bitul. Therefore, it's not a matter of dabar ha'mamid be'alaf l'batul. What is our concern? What then is the issue by basu b'chol? The issue about does something become basu b'chol or not? What determines whether something becomes basu b'chol or not? The sinas tam. Right? That's what determines. So it's not a matter of bitul. Okay? It's a matter of does this item become basu b'chol? Without the sinas tam, it doesn't become basu b'chol. Okay? So, look at go back for a second. Look at number 7, which is the Rambam, right? The Rambam says by Dover Hamamid. The Rambam in Parak Gimel, Halakha Yud Gimel. We have the sheet of number 7. The Rambam asks, "What's the problem with throwing the Kavis Nevela into the mix? Isn't it Batal Mashishim? Right, this little bit of lining of a Nevela stomach lining. You're throwing in this big vat of milk. Isn't it Batal?" Okay, ha vim tomar v'halo or a kevo dover cotton rod ma'od v'cholav shamabo v'lo meloi v'atam yudza why isn't it bitul? They show a mamid because of dover mamid. The problem is the dover mamid. So why isn't there a problem of dover mamid by us also? Because again, what's the issue of dover mamid? Dabar Hamamid means that bittul doesn't work. Why doesn't bittul work? Bittul usually means the heter overpowers the isser. Yes, but when the Dabar Hamamid, when the isser is Dabar Hamamid, which is so essential to the end product, then it's not overpowered. It remains. That's mimidayik in the words of Rashba. Kilo hanavela kayemes be'en. It's like the nevela never disappeared. That's the last few words of Rashba here in Chiddush Rashba and Chulin. Kufta Zaman Aleph. See it? Right on his mission. He said, Rowan Osok Nevela Kamish Ben. It was not overpowered. That's the din of Dabar Hamamid. The heter, even though number wise or amount wise, quantity wise, the much more heter than Isser, but this Isser is a super Isser, right? It's super strong. It's not overpowered. Right? That's the nature of Dabar Hamamid. Okay, the Dabar Hamamid is not overpowered by the heter. And it's as if, again, the language of Rashba, Ki'ilu Hanavela Kayemes Be'en, it's like it's still there. It wasn't overpowered. See, bittul usually means it was overpowered. It's like came out the light, it's not there anymore. Right? If I have a little bit of milk spilled into chicken soup, so there's much more sheets instead of milk, it disappears. It's not there anymore. It's as if it's not there anymore. But here, when it's a Dabar Hamamid, it always stays there because it's strong. It's a Dabar Chashev, right? We'll get back to the Lamed Zayin in a second. So therefore, the idea is as follows. When it comes to, so what happens then? This Dabar Hamamid is so strong is that it transfers, it beats out even that which is quantitatively bigger, right? And therefore, whatever the Dabar Hamamid is now transferred to the, I mentioned yesterday, the Dabar Hanamad or Shahuamad, whatever the correct grammar is, right? But that's by Nevela. So therefore, Nevela, we're not interested in the Sinas Tam, right? The Gemara Avodah Zarah doesn't mention the Sinas Tam. It's a Dabar Hamamid, right? And therefore, to put the Or Kaveh Nevela in, it's going to transfer the Nevela status to the milk that it's in, the whole thing, because the Nevela is so powerful. Like the Rashba writes, Kilu HaNevela Kayemes Ben, it's still there, it's not overpowered. Adarava, it's going to overpower the milk. And it's all going to be called Nevela. And that's a problem. So that's why the Gemara says you can't be Mamor, it has nothing to do with flavor. Okay, so you're right, that maybe it won't have any flavor. It doesn't matter. Because to Dabar Hamamid, it transfers its status anyhow. That's over there. Okay? Nothing to do with Tav. But by us in Basa B'Cholo, is the Dabar Hamamid, in our case, it's Kavis Ksheir, right? Is the Dabar Hamamid a Dabar Aser? No. There's nothing Aser about the Kavir. Not us, it's a kosher shkita, right? It's meat. Nothing usher about it. Okay, so the Dabar Hamamid is not a Dabar usher in our case. In the case of Avodah Zarah, the Dabar Hamamid is so nevela, so it's a Dabar usher. Right, so the Dabar usher remains ben, it's going to overpower everything I was just explained. But in our case, the Dabar Hamamid is not a Dabar usher. Right? It's meat. What's the concern? What's the concern? It'll mix with milk and it'll become basar chalav. Oh, that's the concern. Well, there, Tom is important. That's why our Mishnah here in 19, the Mishnah Chulin, said it's only if no sin Tom. Because only then does it become a Basar B'Cholot problem. Right? In other words, the Dabar Hamamid will be a Basar B'Cholot, but it's got the Dabar Hamamid didn't start out as something usher. It's a caper from a kosher animal. So the person kosher, what's the problem? God kosher. All right? So, but you hear the point. He said it's only a basar b'chalav problem, but basar b'chalav that depends on flavor. So that's why the Mishnah says you got to see if it's nosin tam or not. It's only us if it's nosin tam. Only then does an isser get into the mix, right? Dabar Hamamid and Echami it overpowers it. But so what? So it's mutter. Oh, it's only a problem basar b'chalav, but that depends on flavor. You follow one. That's really what the Rashba is saying. The Ran, Abayas and Chulin, Membeis and Beis 23. The Ran says very similar. Okay, he actually asked this as a question last on the page. V'hiksha harav Rabbi Yosef Alevi. That's the Rimagash. Like the Rimagash, Rabbi Yosef Alevi Ibn Magash, one of the great Spanish Rishonim, Rimagash. He was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. The Rambam, I think, right, he met him when he was a young boy. Okay, the Rabbeinu Manan, the father of the Rambam, was a Talmud of the Rimagash. And hence the Rambam was a Talmud indirectly of the Rimagash. Anyway, so the Hiksha Rabbi Yosef Alevi, that's the Rimagash, asked this question. It's printed in the Ran here in Chulin, Membeis and Aleph, Membeis and Beis and Beis and Rif here. Amai Itzu Shmuel Amebor, Kevz Avela, Filor, Ksherin, Ami, Titzum, Shabbos, Macholov. Right? Why did we say there's only problem with the Kevz of Itzum and Avela? Why isn't it a problem if it's a Ksherin, a Bos Macholov problem? And Vesukash, the same thing, right? Vesukash, and furthermore, Why is it in Avodah Zorah, just the or caves of the veil is also cultural? Let someone taste it and see if it has the flavor in the veil or not. Okay, same question, right? So, and the same issue. Which or caves of the veil, it says, because the answer is because by or caves of the veil, that's the Dabar Amukim law, that's what we call Mamet, same thing. Mamet is the Hebrew for mukim in Aramaic, right? Abbas v'cholov, lekel meirah, hokin v'chol, emus v'cholov, time alav, abbas v'cholov. It's the same. How much the same thing? Okay, you read it over, you'll see it. And the Ran in Avodah Zorah has it also. The Ran on the back of Avodah Zorah, Yud Gimel with Aleph, Gimel, Yud Gimel with Beis. Okay, first of all, he deals with another issue, but he agrees that we saw with the, with those who said, not with Tosus, but with the, who was it, the Rashba, who said that Zera of Gilui and every apply and the snake applies everywhere, even don't make it that way. Anyway, towards the end, he's about 10 times the bottom. He asks again, Hiksha Rav Yosef Alevi, same kasha, okay, and he gives the same teretz. And then he says about 5 lines in the bottom, Ulezeh Hiskim Harambam Talmido. See that? The Rambam agrees. The Rambam, his student, the Megasha student, the Rambam agrees with that Zora, which I showed you. That's Perik Gimel, Halachi Gimel, right? When the or caves the veil. It's a davar mamet, but by Bos Recholo it's different. Okay? There's an interesting question. Just a second. Yeah. So it's interesting. We can analyze this. I'll be sorry. We'll finish up. Okay? I want to get a couple other things in quickly. Just in terms of lumbus, what's the svara, as I said before, behind Dabar HaMamid and Enobato? So I'll be pashut, like I said before, it's a higher ranking iser. Okay, it outranks the cholov, right? Dabar HaMamid outranks, right? Because the catalyst that creates the iser is the catalyst, and therefore it outranks. And it's not bottle because it's stronger. Okay, as we said. Okay, and the language of Rashba, I just showed you, Ke'ilu would never disappear. Right? The Dayan Kayim. Okay? But again, if the Dabar HaMamid is kosher to begin with, then the only problem goes home, it's just not. But there's a question, is that which the Dabar HaMamid, so the Dabar HaMamid transfers the status to the other things, right? To whatever is being Mamid. So the question is that the Rais or the Rabbanon? Okay? Is that the Rais or the Rabbanon? Take a look at the tour. In Hilchus Pesach 25, Simtof Mem Beis Orachaim, Ma'isa Be'echad Shehemid Gvinos Bichala De Shichra. Okay, they used a grain derivative, okay, some kind of grain derivative, to be mamid cheese. Okay, and the question is, what's with that cheese on Pesach? The Osar Rabbeinu Elazar ben Nissan, Elazar ben Nissan, that's the Ravan, one of the Rishonim, Lashosim Pesach came with the Ukmi Mukum Chashmo Benayim. They used as a Dabar HaMamid some kind of grain. It was a grain derivative, so that's fine, okay. But it's a plant rennet. But if it comes from grain, it's a problem on Pesach, right? That's what the Torah points out. And the Ravan asked it because it's a Dabar HaMamid on Pesach. A couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago they had this problem, which certain cheese, which had the OUP, and then they found out that the cheese was made with some kind of a grain derivative, okay, and there should be a problem on Pesach. The Tomer of Shechtep ruled the hukkah on it. Well, maybe I'll mention it at the end if we have a moment. But anyway, so that's the tour. The Shulchan Aruch over there in Simen Tov Mem Beis of Hay, right? Shechar, she'osim michitim misarim chayav levar, beer. Right, you'll have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it before Pesach. Right, beer is made out of barley, hops, barley, corn, you know, that kind of stuff. So the barley is among the obviously the ingredients in beer. Okay, v'chein he adds im hamid gvinos bechala mishachar mishachar saorim uchitim. Okay, if you have grain left over from the beer making process and so on, barley or wheat, chayav levarum. The Magen Avraham adds. Okay, the Magen Avraham adds. It's a contest. Afilu yesh b'm samech negerach al lo batil. The Dabar HaMamid afilu elef lo batil. Even if the shishim against this in the cheese against this grain derivative doesn't help because the Dabar HaMamid. The kasev is v'heter klachafei dimidu oraisa batil. He said, the Issur Heter says, this is a deraisa. I'm sorry, this is the Rabbanan deal. Deraisa is batal. Just the Rabbanan asur. But the Tor sounds like, Choshev Kemo Be'ene. Look at the words in the Tor in 25, in Sim Tov Membez. He writes, Kema Dukum Mukum Choshev Kemo Be'enayu. It's like it's still Be'en. Like that was the language of Rashba. In Chulin, it's like it's still Be'en. It didn't disappear. Mashma the Shulah the Asim deraisa. It didn't disappear. It's there deraisa. So that's a machokas. And just in terms of the logic, the chumrah may, the machlokas may revolve around what's the nature of the chumrah of our mamid. Okay? Now the machlokas is, why is it not batal? So on the one hand, you could say it's like the Rashba's lashon was. When you have a dover mamid, it never got eliminated. It's like it's still in be'en. Okay? And that's why I feel be'elof lo batal. It's still there. Which it can, it's still there, and it's a deraisa problem. Right, if the wheat grains are viewed halakhically, they're still there, then that's a deraisa problem. But it's also possible, some say, and those who disagree, will say like this, Dover HaMamid, you know why it's not batal? Because in general, a Dover HaChashuv is not batal. We'll see that later in Hilchos Taruos Bez Hashem. Like Chaticha or Liskabed, things which are a Dover HaChashuv, because of their inherent importance. So therefore, a Dover HaMamid is begedder Dover HaChashuv. But those are all Drabbanans. The deraisa, they are batal. Okay? Bittul is the perish means is something is obliterated. But Dover Choshev is not obliterated, but that's only Drabbanan. So the machlokas whether it applies the right Drabbanan will revolve around this question. Okay, will revolve around this question. Yeah, again, what's the nature of the reason why Dover Mamet is not Bittul? Is it like the Rashba's lashon I told you before? Where's that Rashba? In 22, the Rashba's lashon is Ronos Okila Nevelu Kayemes Be'en. It's like it's still there, right? It still exists. Or the lashon of the tour in Sim Tov Membez or Chaim, right? 25. Do Kevin Duk Mimukum Choshev Kamo Be'enayu. It's like it's there, or no? It's a regular din of a davar choshev not being batal. If it's all like it's still there, then you could argue that even the rice is not batal. It's still there. On the other hand, that's the nature of a Dover Mamid. On the other hand, no, it's not. It's still there. It's just a Dover Choshev. It's not both, but that's a Dinder Rabbanan. Okay. I can just finish up a couple other things. In 28, the Machza Shekel, commenting on the Romans, who caught the test, and Rochaim Sim Tov Membez. Okay. Apparently, the tour holds the Dover Sheini Sur, Kimid Rabbanan, Mutal Shoso. Okay. Because remember, we're talking about here keeping it on Pesach. All right. The case was the tour wrote that it's also to keep these cheeses on Pesach. We're not talking about eating them. For sure, you can't eat them. Okay, but can you even keep them on Pesach? So he holds. Some of his only drabbanan. There's no iser of by Rabbi Motzi. So that's why he holds it as deraisa. Okay, so much about that point. Now the Balamor here in Chulin. Daf Membez Membez again. Going over to Mem Gimel Aleph on the page of the Rif. The Balamor has a different approach to this whole thing. He also quotes the question, Kosa ben Yosef, the Levi ibn Magash. The Rebbe Magash is Kasha. Okay? It's two Kashas, which we gave an answer. We had a Lomdish spoke. The Balamor doesn't deal with this whole, doesn't need this whole thing. But the same Kasha and Magash, how come, the double edged question, how come over there in Maseches Avodah Zarah it doesn't depend on the Sinas Tam? You know, and how come over here we said it's Mutter altogether, but if there's no Sinas Tam, but it does depend on the Sinas Tam. Right? He asked the two questions. Okay, why is the only Avodah Zarah, it's only a problem with Arkev's Nevela? It's a problem with the Shkut also. Okay? And second of all, why didn't they make my Nevela? It depends on the Sinas Tam. So we gave an answer, which I think is a good Lamdish answer, the Rashba and others. The Balamor says, L'dayti, going over to Mem Gimel and Aleph in the page of the Rif here in Chulin, L'dayti ain't shum tam b'shtei kushas halalu. He says that the questions don't get off the ground to begin with, he says, because kuzbasu b'chalav tzonin b'tzonin hu d'rabbanan. Okay, the Isser Gvina of the Chavim Chashosh Ba'almahu. Okay, he basically says, first of all, we're dealing with only Drabbanan to begin with. Why are we Machmer? So he says, because he called Varm Shalom the Chavim Shasu Ba'achila, Afila B'tarobas Mashu Asum Kadela Harachik Yisru Amayam. He says the concern of a guy making cheese is it doesn't even matter. Okay, even if he would hold that even if the guy made it mikavis kshera. There's no bittel. It's a chumra of avodah zarah. It's a chumra of a guy, and that's the context in which this appears. This cheese, even a mashu, if it's we're machmer of something with a goyim, a Okay, kol dvarim she'avdu, kol dvarim, teida, the third, end of the third line of the second paragraph, teida ki kol dvarim she'avdu kavim she'asu, b'chila afilu b'tos mashu asu. It is a mashu. In the case in Chulin, there's no goyim involved, it's keva shchuta. Then we have the regular dinim of nesinas tam. Okay? But over there, we're dealing with gvinas akum. Okay? And gvinas akum, it's not a question of or kevas nevela per se. It's a chumar of avodah zarah. Okay? And he would say, I would say that even if the goy made cheese out of a kevas kshera, it would still be osir. Because the goy made it. Okay, we want to, and the whole idea of all these Tam Yenam and Cholav Akum and Bishal Akum, what's the reason behind all of that? It's to minimize social interaction in Goy and Jew, which can lead to intermarriage and so on. And by the way, speak to anybody, you know, in the business world. Right? I mean, eating, we eat because, you know, we eat because we need nutrition, our body needs to eat, we eat because we enjoy eating. But eating is also, at least I do, but eating is also a social activity. Okay, people together go out to eat. Right, or do you have a business meeting? It's over dinner. What's up, Sean? We're out to dinner. If we can't have dinner in your office. Oh, we're a business meeting. We're out to dinner. You know, my brother-in-law is involved in he's the head of the Tchelis operation. You know, my brother-in-law that runs the factory. He's one of the head honchos there. So he said, how do you get involved? You know, the Tchelis that I wear, that Meshachta wears, the Murex Tchelis. You know, so how do you get involved altogether, my brother-in-law? He's a very brilliant guy, but he's a PhD in laser optics and physics, you know. So he went to Columbia. So he got involved because this Talmud Chacham, the name is Rav Eliyahu Tevgiv, I met a few times, a big Talmud Chacham, originally from a Russian family, but a big Talmud Chacham, he's the one who started to get involved in this whole Tchelis. Anyway, he wanted to get the Chilzonos, he wanted to get the shells to look at them, you know, these Mirik Trunculus shells. So he put an ad in somewhere looking for Bnei Torah who knew how to scuba dive. My brother-in-law was in Columbia for college. He took scuba diving as his gym. And that was his gym requirement. I guess why he doesn't offer it. But in Columbia, they offered the gym. Right. I don't have it at all. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, my time it was a gym requirement. But it was only half a credit, whatever it was a credit to. But anyways, he took scuba diving. So he and a couple of friends of his answered, who knew how to scuba dive, answered this. That's how they met this guy. And that's how they started, then they went into the Mediterranean, and then they gathered all the stuff. And that's this guy sat with them, and then that's how he got into the whole lot. Now he's like Meshuggah Dover Echad, you know, Meshuggah Osa Dover. That's all he talks about at Tchelis, you know. So this is his whole life now. But there were books, a good English book came out about it if you're interested. But anyhow, be that as it may, what I mention is because, you know, this Yidda Talmud Chacham, you know, and grew up in from neighborhood Yerushalayim. So these three American guys got involved. They said, we're going to make this into a company. We're going to make this go. So how do American guys make a company? We'll go out to dinner. We'll go out to a restaurant. We'll sit down. They brought this old Talmud Chacham, just to understand the background. He had never been in a restaurant. Okay, that's it. We never set foot in a restaurant. He came from a different background than we come from. Anyway, my point is that food is a social activity. So Chazal was right. And by the way, again, to speak to someone in the business world, it's a big divide. My wife's involved in the medical field. It is a big divide. The fact that you can't go out to eat with the other people, it's a big social divide. You know, my wife said, you know, when you should go to a conference, you know, for a couple of days in some, you know, in San Antonio, wherever, and you know, so the conference over that for the day, and everybody goes out to eat, and you go up to your room and you have the can of tuna fish that you brought. Okay, that's a big divide. It just is. So Chazal knew what they were doing. So the Balamor claims that's why we're machmer over. I'll pick it up later. That's why we're machmer over there by Nevel, that it's even b'mashu and it's not a matter of nesinas tam because it's a chumer over zar. That's the Balamor. Okay, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. One or two other things, I'll finish up. I really want to finish the simon. The Mordechai here in Chulin and Tavshalam Gay is the end of Tavshalam Gimel, the end of Parakalabos. So he also brings up, he says that maybe we can answer the question. He also raises the same kasha, he gives different terutzim, but he says some are makel because of Zev Zagorim, meaning that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, which allows it, is because maybe it's talking about. We're only machmer with this in Sinas Tam because it's Zev Zegorim. The Keva wasn't the only thing. That was the issue with Zev Zegorim. I say that because let's finally look at Sif Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Him Hamid Gvina Bar Kevis Ksheira. We paskin Him Hamid Gvina Bar Kevis Ksheira. Yesh Batam Bosar Asura. Him Lab Muteris. Good. Of Mamir Mor Kevis Devela, Trey for Behemet Tmea, also a Kol Shu. Exactly like we Paskin, right? The Ramon says, Mishum de Dover, also be Atzmo, Mamir, Afil Be'elav Lo Bato, right? That's the Rashbo, the alumnus we gave before. But he, and then he adds, based on this Mordechai, the Dafka Shohasham Mamir Acher, Raka Isser, Abu Hashem Gamke Mamir Heta, then Havizeb is a Gorm Mutter. Okay? In other words, it was the different things that are mamid, so then we don't have the chumrah, and it's also without Nesinas Tam. The Basuchal requires Nesinas Tam. Okay, turn to the back page, we'll finish up. The Shach, Sukkot and Yudalid. Okay, again, by Gvina, Ein Begvina Sama Negara or Mechaber Ozel Tamei. Okay, he's just wondering why the Mechaber, the preview of a coming attraction, right? I want to pull your attention to it. Okay, he says, in Yeshbo Tam Basar. Why did he use that expression? Why not say in Shishim? Why did he bring up Shishim? Why did he say Tom? It should be Shishim. The answer is the Mishnah uses the, but the Shach points out, that's the Mechaber L'Shitoso. Because Mechaber L'Shitoso doesn't require Shishim, it requires tasting. You get a Kfela, right? You get someone to taste it. But the Ramah says we don't rely on Kfela anymore. This is the very beginning of his Tarubas. We don't rely on tasting. We always Mishar B'Shishim. That's why so he mentions. It doesn't mention Shishim. Aval Anan, Kama Lo Samchina, that's why we, the magic word would be Shishim. Because Eger points out in 33 in Sifyan Aleph, he said, Lav Dafka, because maybe we also wouldn't be an issue here in Sinas Tam, because there's a mixture of Cholov and Kfela, because there's a mixture of Cholov and Cholov. Let's remember that the Cholov that was absorbed some of the flavor from the meat, and now that's mixed with other chalav to make cheese, so it's chalav and chalav. You can't tell the difference in the flavor. So that's why you have to have shishim, even according to us. That's why we gave Eger's lumdus. Okay. The Shach and Sukkot Lamed Hey just says, they explain that that by Or Kevitz Kshera, it's mutter. The only concern is Basar Chalav. That depends on Tam. All right? And the Taz, I'm going to go through this quickly, you can read it, it's not difficult. The Taz, the Gimel says that Zev is a Gorim, the Shach also in Lamed Vav, Zev is a Gorim only works if both things are needed. Zev is a Gorim doesn't mean, oh, it happens to have another ingredient. But it's not an active, we call that today, I mean, an active ingredients, right? In other words, they both have to be active. We only say Zev is a Gorim, and we disregard the Dabar Amamid if there's something else that's Mamid, it's also needed. That's basically the Shach and Yud Gimel. Shach writes, the Taz and Yud Gimel writes, Lo Mikra Zev is a Gorim, Elim Kain Ein Be'echad Levad Kedei L'Chametz. One alone can't do it, whether it's creating Chametz, whether it's creating cheese or whatever. Same thing in Shach and Lamed Vav, you need both. Okay? And that's what Primogodim points out to finish off in Sivan Lamed Vav, that the Shach agrees with the Taz that it's only Zev Zagarim if one of the Isurim alone doesn't work. I just want to say quickly outside, okay, Lamaisa, today they make cheese using vegetable rennet, plant rennet, and that's certainly better from a cautious point of view, some sort of synthetic material, some chemical, okay? Or they dry out the kever, like we learned, they dry it out completely, so there's no issue. Okay, that's what some of the Hamish are. But some people still want to do things the old-fashioned way. Some of the Hamish brands, you know, those companies, so they don't want to go to this modern thing of using plant rennet. They want it the old-fashioned way with the lining, but they'll dry it out completely like we discussed. Okay, as far as that the Pesach Shalom was concerned, so what was the heter? You know, apparently they found in the cheese some sort of fungus or whatever, which was a wheat origin. Okay, wheat origin is a problem with Pesach. So if Shechter says that it changed, it completely changed. He referred to a statement of the Shulchan Aruch and Or Chaim Sim Reish Tez Zayin Sif Beis. It's like a Bikias, you know, and you apply one thing to another. Okay, about the bracha on something called musk, which is also some of the different definitions of musk, but it is some kind of a plant derivative. Okay. And when it's prepared a certain way, it no longer has that ishtana. It no longer has the original bracha. So you see from there also, once something has changed so much that it doesn't retain its original status. So here, this fungus may have come from chametz, but it went through so many changes that it's not even part of it anymore. That's why he thought that it was mutter, because the whole din is only the whole din here is drabanan. Anyway, so he was making, but that's the story. Okay, that finishes him in Pesach. Rabosa, on Sunday morning, if it's okay, what I'd like to do. I'll give you just two things that are nogeya for Sunday. One, can we possibly have early shiur, like even 9:30?